This is Plant-Based Briefing. Vegan diet reduces land use by 75% by Hannah Ritchie of Our World in Data, posted at vegansustainability.com. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. This is the Plant-Based Podcast, where I curate, get permission, and narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan living in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And I'm pleased to have permission from Vegan Sustainability magazine to share their content. So now let's get to today's Plant-Based Briefing. Vegan Diet Reduces Land Use by 75% by Hannah Ritchie of Our World in Data, edited and posted by James O'Donovan at vegansustainability.com. If everyone shifted to a plant-based diet, we would reduce global land use for agriculture by 75%. This large reduction of agricultural land use would be possible thanks to a reduction in land used for grazing and a smaller need for land to grow crops. The expansion of land for agriculture is the leading driver of deforestation and biodiversity loss. Half of the world's ice and desert-free land is used for agriculture. The land use of livestock is so large because it takes around 100 times as much land to produce a kilocalorie of beef or lamb versus plant-based alternatives. The same is also true for protein. It takes almost 100 times as much land to produce a gram of protein from beef or lamb versus peas or tofu. This raises the question of whether we could or should stop using it for agriculture at all. We could let natural vegetation and ecosystems return to these lands with large benefits for biodiversity and carbon sequestration. One concern is whether we would be able to grow enough food for everyone on the cropland that is left. The research suggests that it's possible to feed everyone in the world a nutritious diet on existing croplands, but only if we saw a widespread shift toward plant-based diets. More plant-based diets tend to need less cropland. If we would shift towards a more plant-based diet, we don't only need less agricultural land overall, we also need less cropland. This might go against our intuition. If we substitute beans, peas, tofu, and cereals for meat and dairy, surely we would need more cropland to grow them. Let's look at why this is not the case. In the chart below, we see the amount of agricultural land the world would need to provide food for everyone. This comes from the work of Joseph Poor and Thomas Nemasek, the largest meta-analysis of global food systems to date. The top bar shows the current land use based on the global average diet in 2010. The chart shows that almost three-quarters of this land is used as pasture, the remaining quarter is cropland. If we combine pastures and cropland for animal feed, around 80% of all agricultural land is used for meat and dairy production. This has a large impact on how land requirements change as we shift towards a more plant-based diet. If the world population ate less meat and dairy, we would be eating more crops. The consequence, as the above bar chart shows, would be that the human food component of cropland would increase while the land area used for animal feed would shrink. In the hypothetical scenario in which the entire world adopted a vegan diet, the researchers estimate that our total agricultural land use would shrink from 4.1 billion hectares to 1 billion hectares, a reduction of 75%. That's equal to an area the size of North America and Brazil combined. Less than half of the world's cereals are fed directly to humans. How is it possible that producing more crops for human consumption needs less cropland? The answer becomes clear when we step back and look at the bigger picture of how much crop we actually produce and how this is used. In the chart, we see the breakdown of what the cereals are used for. This is split into three categories: direct human food, the rice, oats, wheat, bread, etc. that we eat, animal feed, and industrial uses, which is mainly biofuels. Globally, only 48% of the world's cereals are eaten by humans, 41% is used for animal feed, and 11% for biofuels. In many countries, the share that is for human consumption is even smaller. In Europe, less than one-third of cereal production is used for human consumption, and in the U.S., only 10% is. It's not just cereals that are diverted towards animal feed and biofuels. It's also true of many oil crops. As we look at this in more detail linked here, only 7% of soy goes towards human foods such as tofu, tempeh, soy milk, and other substitute products. Most of the rest goes towards oil production, which is split between soybean meal for animal feed and soybean oil. These are co-products, although by economic value, animal feed dominates. Livestock waste a lot of energy and protein. Cereals fed to animals are not wasted. They are converted to meat and dairy and consumed by humans in the end. But in terms of calories and total protein, this process is very inefficient. When you feed an animal, not all of this energy goes into producing additional meat, milk, or eggs. Most is used to simply keep the animal alive. This is exactly the same for us. Most of the calories we eat are used to keep us alive and maintain our body weight. It's only when we eat in excess that we gain weight. In the charts here, we see the energy and protein efficiency of different animal products. This tells us what percentage of the calories that we feed livestock are later available to consume as meat and dairy. As an example, beef has an energy efficiency of about 2%. This means that for every 100 kilocalories you feed a cow, you only get 2 kilocalories of beef back. In general, we see that cows are the least efficient, followed by lamb, pigs, then poultry. As a rule of thumb, smaller animals are more efficient. That's why chicken and fish tend to have a lower environmental impact. This is why eating less meat would mean eliminating large losses of calories and thereby reduce the amount of farmland we need. This would free up billions of hectares for natural vegetation, forests, and ecosystems to return. It would also allow our oceans to recover. It's incredible how such a simple, lovely action could transform modern life and our relationship to the living Earth and all other species. You just listened to Vegan Diet Reduces Land Use by 75% by Hannah Ritchie of Our World in Data at vegansustainability.com. And I'm your host, Marian Erickson. And this article mentions the work of Joseph Poor and Thomas Nemasek. You may be familiar with Joseph Poor or may have seen one of his famous quotes. A vegan diet is probably the single biggest way to reduce your impact on planet Earth, not just greenhouse gases, but global acidification, eutrophication, land use, and water use. It is far bigger than cutting down on your flights or buying an electric car. And if you want to check out an online lecture on YouTube by Dr. Thomas Nemasek on agriculture's environmental impacts, I'll link a video in the show notes. It's from a very small channel with 9 subscribers, but it's kind of cool because it was an AP environmental science project from some high school seniors, and they interviewed 4 experts about climate change, one of them being Dr. Thomas Nemasek, talking about climate change in our food system. And the reason I found this is whenever I have a name I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing correctly, usually I go to YouTube and hear somebody pronounce it or introduce themselves. And this was one of the first videos that came up when I put in Thomas Nemasek's name. So I made sure to give them a like and subscribe to the channel, even though it's not going to be anything more going on there. It's from 2 years ago. But take a listen if you'd like, and maybe give the video some likes as well. And if you'd like to check out some other episodes on food waste, world hunger, food justice, I'll link these in the show notes, but you can check out 754, Plant-Based Diets Radically Reduce Food Waste, 674 and 675, What Food Justice Is and Why It Matters, 487, 4 Reasons Why Going Plant-Based Promotes Social Justice, 442, What's Causing the Global Food Crisis and How Plant-Based Diets Can Help, 283, Alt Proteins Can Help Us Achieve an Equitable Global Water System, 245, Food Waste, a Valuable Channel to Help Animals and the Environment, 171, Technical Outrage, Innovation to Reduce Animal Use, and 87, Reducing World Hunger with Plant-Based Diets. So check those out if you'd like, and please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.